You who have very good eyes can read the little green line above it. It says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so we have come to the place of faith, and we have come to hear the word of God. Am I right? No answer. Amen. 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 And the word of God is this book, the Santa Biblia, the Holy Bible, that guides us and that records what we just heard in that wonderful song, and that just guides us all along, teaches us where to go. So today's topic, the salty and the bright. How many salty and bright people do we have here? Raise your hands. Thank you, thank you. Praise the Lord. I think we have many salty and bright people. We are going back from the song 3 years to the time that Jesus started his ministry. And one of the first sermons, his major sermon was the Sermon on the Mount. And he gave that wonderful Beatitudes. I come to it in just a minute. But let me, am I doing something wrong? Well, let's turn to Matthew 5. That's a good way to start anyway. Would you open your Bibles to Matthew 5? Because that's what we do, Matthew 5. And seeing the multitude, he went up into the mountain, and when he was seated, and I'm seated, his disciples came to him, and then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, and then he talked about the blessed people, and we call it the Beatitudes, the beautiful people. I love that. They're beautiful because they search the scripture, they are peacemakers, they love mercy, they forgive, they're beautiful people. And then in verse 13, it says, you, meaning the disciples, meaning those who heard him, you are the salt of the earth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He was just describing you, and you are indeed the salt of the earth. And then in verse 14, it goes on, you are the light of the world. How do we do it now? The world is in darkness and decay. And I think we sometimes don't fully realize how bad it is out there. We are like in the days of Noah, when the flood comes and people, we don't realize how close we are to the end of the world, to the coming of the Lord Jesus. And darkness is all around. I'm just amazed how decaying a world we live in, how the spiritual darkness is spreading all over the place. And in that setting, Jesus gave the Sermon on the Mount and the Beatitudes, the blessing the needy, blessing the mourners, blessing the meek, blessing the justice seekers, the merciful, the pure, the peacemakers, the persecuted ones, 8 groups of people who follow the Lord Jesus and who are there for him. And then he said, you are the blessed disciples who share your blessings. So the blessing doesn't come from getting it. The blessing comes from giving it. Am I right?
Amen.
And we have that church business. We have Christianity always backwards because we are only thinking of what we can get. God is looking at what we give. And his giving is our giving. Did you get that? You didn't get it. I'm sorry. I'll try again. What he gives us, we give to others. We get the light and we give the light to others. Am I right? Amen. And if we don't do it, God stops his light on us. Andrew, praise the Lord. Okay, the church is a city that shines in darkness. President Reagan had that famous quote, "The city on a hill," right? And we are that city that shines in darkness. The city might be Jerusalem, but this here, Orange Vale, this corner of this of the block, is a city that shines in darkness. How good do we shine? Huh? Can people see us? This morning I had a little test run to see how shining we are. And I flashed a few smiles as I walked around to other people as they looked at me. And it's wonderful to get a response. You will delight when you respond to somebody's flash smile. I go to 24-hour fitness, and I go there, and there are young girls standing there checking the membership fee and passing out towels. But they smile. They get paid for it. You get paid for smiling, folks. Amen. The whole kingdom of God is waiting for you. That's your reward, Brother Sam. Brother Coffee, right? Yes. Amen. That's all you have to say right now, but more later. I used to walk out of the 24-hour fitness, kind of worn out a little bit, and the girls would always greet you afterwards, come again and smile. And I was so absorbed in myself, walking out, that I never looked at them. I never smiled back at them. And just yesterday I said, I'm missing something. I'm missing a connection. And so yesterday when I walked out, I smiled over there to the girls, and one of them added to it. She said, come again, Rudy. My name, she knew my name. And I had ignored her. I walked by her without responding to her kindness. And how much you missing when you walk out. I sometimes stand there and boom, shoop. The church empties in 3 minutes. Like somebody would have called fire or something. But praise the Lord. He gives us a light. And your light can flash all the time, can shine all the time. And that's what he wants. The church is a salt that saves from decay. And salt is a terrific thing. I brought a salt shaker here. My wife doesn't put a salt shaker on the table usually because most of the prepared food is so well salted. Somebody once asked for a salt shaker, and my wife told him that how they can get along without salt. But most people can't get along without salt. So I brought a salt shaker, and I'm going to shake it here. Do you see the salt coming out? Who sees the salt coming out? I fooled you. No salt is coming out. No salt is coming out of the shaker because I put a little piece of paper in here because I didn't want to mess up the floor. But our church sometimes is, we are like that salt shaker that has a little bit of paper in here. And when the Lord shakes us up, we refuse to let the salt out. And what good is the salt if it doesn't come out? What good is a salt shaker if it doesn't shake out salt? Well, that's a good question. Okay, let's go on. Shine, Matthew 5:14. You are the light. You are the city on a hill. Do not hide the glow. When we became Christians, God set us on fire and we light. We are the light. There's no question about all of you. All of you are the light. The question is, are you effective light? Do people they see your light? Or are you one that like has a basket over the candle? Put a lamp on a stand. Let it shine for all. Let your good deeds glow. But not for your glory. If it's for your glory, it's no good. For the glory of God, let all praise God. Amen. So we shine. And don't worry about it if other people see it. We just open up. The Lord will open up. The Lord will use you. The Lord will make it effective if you so try. Ah, light. Look at this lighthouse. Light reveals. Light hears. When we were traveling in Africa on seminars, my son had an accident and he skinned his whole side. And here we were in areas that was very, very infected. And we prayed and said, Lord, how are you going to take care of my son with his open wound now? And I had a week-long seminar. So we put him out into the sun. So he had to sit in the sun for nearly a week. And the sun healed him. The sun healed him. And he could put things on top and come home. The sun colors. I'm not very colorful today, am I?
Oh, you look marvelous.
Thank you. Black and white. But praise the Lord, color is here because of light. If there's no light, there's no color. Am I right? Light warms you. And oh, how wonderful it is to come among people who are warm, who shine the light of God. It boosts moods. You know, when there's cloudy all day, it's easy to kind of go down a little bit. But oh, praise the Lord. Today the sun is shining. Amen. And to me, every day that the sun shines is like two good days. Especially when I go skiing, that I used to do. I don't do that much anymore. And then it makes vitamin D. It's like a factory in the body. It provides energy. Shine God's love. Exuberant welcome. You know, when I go to 24-hour fitness, those girls, they are thrilled to see me come. Why? I'm sorry, we haven't opened the discussion yet. I have some people to do that. Anyway, but being hospitable, being, you know, shining. There are some people, when you come into their presence, you kind of just say, aha. You're encouraged, am I right? Some people don't have to say anything. They just shine. They just have that gift. Today I told somebody that they have that gift. And to know people. So many people say, oh, I don't know their name. Learn their names. Learn their names. On Friday I was in the steam room and here came one of the Folsom policemen that I know, Mike, and I thought he had forgotten me. So we talked about some things. And when I walked out, he says, have a good week, Rudy. He knew me. More people remember you than you think. And here in church, it's so important that we would know each other's names. and love each other, and be the moons that God sets out in the sky to reflect his glory. Did you get that? You're not the sun. You're not the main participator. You're just the moon. But praise the Lord. Moons shine. Well, I didn't mean that in the bad way. Anyway, know your brothers and sisters and make friends. We treasure our friends because we kind of play a light game with them continuously. You know, many times I stand there and people walk by and they say, oh, he's busy. If you can catch my eye, I can flash you a smile and you can flash a smile back without interrupting your talk. Are you willing to try that? Yes. Have you done that? Yes. And if you have done it, it's a real blessing. People of light, shining, smiling, open, joyous. I think Orange Vale is a church of light. People of light come here and share their light, and others find that light just fascinating, powerful, beautiful. Okay, my question to my panel up in front here. I shine for Jesus at church. When? Just hand it to them and over here, one, two.
I shine for Jesus when I'm friendly to others and smile at others and try to see where they are and what's happening in their lives.
But, oh, you have such an easy time. In one sentence, tell us what you just went through.
Oh, okay. Well, thank God. Can I stand up to tell?
No.
I'm excited. some of you know that I've been dealing with leukemia this past year. Mm-hmm. And a few months passed last summer, I really pretty much thought it was over for me, and I had told all my family, well, I'll be gone in a few months, and had pretty much given up. I kind of lost my faith, but a lot of members from this church came and was praying with me, and gave me faith, gave me hope. This week, I talked to my oncologist, Bob Quattro, and he told me that my white cells and red cells are completely back to normal.
Amen.
No more transfusions. And he says he doesn't even need to see me, that I am healed. Thank
Amen.
You.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. One more person. Okay, Andrew.
All right. I say I shine for Jesus at church when I just go around talking to people. When I go around talking to people, they ask me questions, usually about school or something, and just the conversation, I think, just adds to people's day because it adds to mine.
And it gives you an opportunity to praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that wonderful? One more.
Okay. I'm ready. I shine for Jesus at church when I am happy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. He's a good Bible student. Okay. Preserve. Is that how you usually write preserve? Preserve. Matthew 5:13, you are the salt. You season the earth. Don't lose your flavor. You know, I've been to the Dead Sea, and Jesus got his salt down there too, and others. And there are places that the salt is pretty pure and pretty good. But most places, the salt is contaminated. And it tastes terrible. Now, at least. I don't know 2,000 years ago, but salt, when it's not pure, is a real pain. It tastes terrible. And so God uses pure salt. And that's why he wants purity in the church. That's why he wants radiate the love of God, us to the love of the God. So salt is to ever,
I'm going to interrupt you, sweetheart. You were talking about people in church who witnessing. Do you see me?
Yes. No, just leave the mics, please.
I want to thank you so much, really. When I came in and you were talking about the Lord and how...
You know, the ordinary preaching doesn't do it. You know, and Jesus, when he preached, it might not have been monologue either. It might have been like this, that somebody in the back speaks up and asks questions or makes a comment. And so basically, participation in ministry is what we can do, all of us, in church and outside of church, bringing the good news, teaching the word, sharing your faith. Where?
Everywhere.
Church is not only here. Let's go on. Salty people testify. There are two things that I will enlarge on. Testify of the goodness of God. They thrill because something thrilling has happened to them. They share because they have something to share. And they run, R-U-N. Let me go over the testify just a minute. Testimonies, and this was a testimony there that we have had, two of them already. And the testimony starts out usually with, I was lost, I had this problem, I had cancer. And then, evidence. And in the testimony, I am the evidence. I am the living evidence of the power of God. Am I right?
Amen.
We are the evidence that God is working. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here, Sue. You are the evidence. And we all are the evidence of the power of God, of the love of God. So use that evidence and help others to have the similar experience. What you want, Sue, is somebody else to pray. We have other sick people here. We want them to pray. We want them to follow the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. So testify. And then the other one is, run, R-U-N. Read the Bible. Understand the Bible. Navigate. Apply it. And may the light so radiate out of you so that you have something to testify about, something to talk about, something thrilling. Now, beside all the good things, I have one slide on boring people, Michael. Now, should I take that out, or is that all right? Have you found some boring people?
Yeah.
Okay, we won't ask you where. But boring people are not salt. They've lost their savor, their flavor. And the Bible says they're good for nothing. That's hard. Throw them out. I don't have any best friends who are boring people. They kind of leave me. Is that in your case too? Boring people easily leave you because you just don't connect together. And on the other side is no light, no warmth. They live in darkness. You know, some people take themselves so seriously that they always have that look on their face like they're going to solve the problems of the world. And if you take yourself too seriously, you can't take Jesus seriously enough. So I take myself a little bit lightly so that I can take God seriously. You only can do one of those. So those, they don't glorify God by that. I salt the earth with God's love when I, how do you do that?
Help others.
Okay, take the mic and enlarge on it. You thought you're getting by with that.
Well, on Tuesday mornings, we help at the food closet, giving food to those that in the community that are less fortunate than we are. When we spend time here at church helping those in our church family that are mourning and have problems.
Right.
When you pray for others, when you give yourself to God, you give yourself to others.
That's right. Okay, somebody else yet? Carolyn?
To me, it's having an attitude of love and just reaching out to other people. And I'm a huggy person. Hugs are always good. But just, he calls on us to love. And I think that is what touches. I know when someone is loving to me, that's what touches my heart. And it prompts me to do more and to be happy and to, you know, it just prompts me to do things and to be more active.
That's right. That's right. Praise the Lord. Sam? Yes, hi. Sam? No, I'm speaking to Sam behind you. But it's all right. You're welcome. Sit down if you care. How are you the salt of the earth, Sam? Yeah, can you give him a mic?
Rudy, when I hear a message like this, all I can say is my salt is not adequate. I'm not salting enough. I want to be more of a salt effect or influence and more of a light. And I'm going to ask God to do that for me.
How many of you agree with him?
Five.
You spoke for the church. You spoke for the church. Praise the Lord. Yes, Mike?
I was thinking, when we are salt, when we are out helping and doing what God wants us to do, we're actually preserving life. We're not promoting death.
That's right. Praise the Lord. Norma? One sentence.
What?
One sentence.
One sentence?
Yes.
Oh. I had an experience Friday night or Thursday night.
Okay.
I was caught in Folsom Park when it was getting dark. I was scared to death. I went up to this great big mansion, and the man that was the officer of the park.
Okay, the third part, and I'm coming to that part. Go ye into all the world, am I right?
Right.
That's our commission. Go ye into all the world. Now, OVIV stands for Orange Vale Church. And all the world together, that's our mission, one mission. Now, what part is Orange Vale Church by itself? Orange Vale Church maybe is about a quarter of that mission. But we got it all wrong. We think that what we are doing here is the main thing in Orange Vale, in Folsom, in Fair Oaks. Most people don't even know about us. We are hidden here on this corner. Most of the church work goes on outside. The all church. Go ye into all the church. That's what God wants to have to do. We are far too focused on our little things, what we do here. And participation doesn't mean coming up to the platform, doesn't mean being in the discussion group. Participation means being out in ministry, doing what you can do every day. Am I right? There are a thousand, there are a million ways to minister. And don't you ever wait for somebody to say, oh, I have nothing to do. When you even come to this church on Sabbath morning, look up at five people and smile at them. Get their names. Connect with them. And that's a ministry. And if everybody would do it, we would be, well, you know what. What is it? Light is energy. Wow. Light is energy. Light is transferring energy, radiation waves. And color, it's color, nanometers, 400 nanometers makes blue, 700 nanometers makes red. There are some of you who are blue people. You don't have enough energy. 400 nanometers. And some of you are red hot with the fire of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And light is like X-ray and radio and television. All of those are those light waves, they're all on the same spectrum. Salt, on the other hand, is NaCl, sodium chloride. It's good for seasoning, preservatives, antiseptic. And it's not a molecule, it's an ion. Two atoms combine in a very special way. So some friend of mine here recently talked about the indoor cats and the outdoor cats. People are like indoor cats or outdoor cats. What are you, an indoor cat or an outdoor cat? Both. Some of you are both. But let me go over it. Indoor cats like the security. They are usually well fed, and they are a little bit more passive, and oh, they are so clean. That's an indoor cat. I'm an outdoor cat.
Are you skinny?
Adventurous. Well, not as skinny as I would like to be. But active. And ordinary. Okay, how many indoor cats do we have here? Nobody raises their name. Some of you like to be inside, indoor cats. How many outdoor cats? Hey, we have a majority of outdoor cats. Praise the Lord. I'm an outdoor cat. Whenever I can be outdoors, I'm outdoors. And to me, the mission is not in the church only, in this sanctuary. My mission is outside. And so we walk the talk. Move, do it, live it, share it. Don't just sit there. Don't just read it. Don't just hear it. Say it. And Peter and Paul exemplify somewhat those two churches. Peter came from Jerusalem. Paul started in chapter 13, a complete different concept of church, because they hadn't thought of going to the Gentiles. They hadn't thought of missionary journeys. You know, recently somebody asked me, you were a missionary for 26 years? And I said, yes. So you went from house to house, knocking on door to door for 26 years, they asked me. And I said, no. And they were kind of surprised, because they had, as a missionary, that's the only vision of a missionary that they have. That's what a missionary nowadays is, in many ways, to some people. But we were missionaries, doing everything possible. I remember preaching in South Korea, and we had no budget. Can you imagine having an evangelistic effort without a budget? So I found a fellow who had a trumpet, and he could play the trumpet. He could only play the taps. That's all he knew. So we went to the market, and I stationed him in the middle of the market and signaled to him, and he would blow the trumpet, toot, the taps. I won't imitate it. And everybody would stop. That gave me about 2 minutes to make my announcement, because after 2 minutes they would go back to shopping, you know, selling and shopping and so on. But I went from market to market, and we had a full house, and the Lord blessed. So missionary can mean many things. He drew a circle that left me out. Heretic, rebel, a thing to flout. But love and I, at the wind to win, we drew a circle. They took him in. We want to draw circles today, am I right?
Amen.
To take everybody. gifts and ministries. In Ephesians 4, it talks about apostles and prophets. It talks about evangelists. And we have the wrong idea of evangelists. How many evangelists do we have here? Raise your hand. Come on, come on. Thank you, thank you. All of you should be evangelists in some way or other. Am I right? The Lord can use each one of you as an evangelist. We have only a few pastors. But teachers, everybody can teach. They can learn. If you don't know, come. Learn how to give Bible studies. See me. See other ones about it. And the services that we can give, music, helping poor, small groups, administration. Well, let me move on. And I'll skip this one. But we have outside ministries here. We have the homeless. We have food closet, clothes closet, nursing home, prisons, Bible studies, small groups. You know, small groups isn't just for us. At our home, we have so many people come every month. And two-thirds of them are not members of this church. And they are in small groups. And we minister to children of prisoners. And more and more and more. Each one of you need to find your ministry. And it needs to be comfortable for you. It needs to be effective for you. The Holy Spirit has you used to use you in that ministry. I kind of reviewed my own ministry. The outside cat ministry, the inside cat ministry. And the inside, I do some pastoring. I do some Sabbath school teaching. But my main job, the inside, is a greeter. I'm an usher. And praise the Lord. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell in tents of wickedness. But all my outside ministries are mainly small groups, websites. Oh, do you know what book crossing is? Each one of you can do that ministry so easy. Leave a book someplace. Or order 100 Steps to Christ or some other devotional book. Leave it there. I do book crossing at the 24-hour fitness. I put a book out there. In an hour, it's gone. It's gone. I have no idea who took it. But praise the Lord. It's a seed that somebody saw interesting enough and took it. We have a walking club in our area. We work for a nonprofit, Ukrainian mission, and Bible studies. Who influences the city and the earth for God's glory? Kristen, you didn't say anything yet.
We influence
the city. Enlarge on it.
For me, if I ask God to open the doors for ways to witness to Him, every time I do, I find so many opportunities that God puts in front of me, and it has really enhanced me personally, and I know it is helpful to those that I reach out to, and there can be a multitude of ways, but I think asking God to give us the opportunities, He will open up opportunities of people that we need to assist or help or encourage or whatever He has in mind.
Amen, amen. We influence, remember this, we influence the city and the earth for God's glory, either for good, like this, or like what?
Bad.
For bad. Every contact you make is either for the glory of God. Or it's a missing one, am I right? A missed opportunity. And so may the Lord richly give us many opportunities. And may we do it all. Raise your hand. Put your thumb up. Come on, all of you. That's your dedication. That's your prayer. Let us shine and help us to shine. Brother Andrew, would you give us come up and have the benediction? Over there.